Blog Talk Radio.
His name is Malik Zulu Shabazz. Malik Zulu Shabazz.
It is indeed my honor and great joy and privilege to be invited by Brother and Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, who is one of the greatest student leaders of all time.
I'm talking about terrorism now. We want a war on terrorism. The war on terrorism should have started 400 years ago. Bring the flag, brother. Bring the flag.
Bring the flag.
The ring. Because I'm here to tell you that false patriotism will not get you out of this. Holding a bandana flag around your head will not get you out of this. Huh? Flag on your antenna in your car will not get you out of this. You might be saying, God bless America. But when did America ever bless God? You might be saying, God bless America. But God might be damning America at this very hour.
What's all this shit I see on here about harassment and all that bullshit, rap for power? You son of bitches, get out and get a goddamn job and make a constructive citizen out of yourself and stop all this bullshit. You wouldn't have to have no fucking rally for power. You got that message, motherfucker?
Black power. Black power and more. Black power to my people. This is your brother, your comrade in arms, a soldier in the war with you. This is Sean Kwali. I'm broadcasting live once again to you from the hills and the smells of North America. And as always, it is an esteemed honor. We count it an esteemed honor, an esteemed joy, a real blessing to be broadcasting live to you from this platform that we call and consider Black Power Radio. And as always, we have to send you greetings from every single chapter, every single study group, and every single member of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. And we welcome you to our radio broadcast. And as you can see in the description box, we didn't leave you empty. We didn't leave you without no excitement. Tonight we have again our national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. We're talking about doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. We're talking about doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. He'll be with us tonight. He's going to be dealing on countering counterintelligence and destroying the nigger within us. Countering counterintelligence and destroying the nigger within us. And hell, as you look on the scene today and see what's going on in the Black Power movement, and look at what's happening all throughout our community, you know damn well we got to counter some counterintelligence. And we got to destroy the nigger and niggas, if that's a word, within us. And so he's going to deal with it tonight. And we're going to also hear, before he comes on, we're going to hear from some of our representatives. We're going to hear from some of the leadership that is throughout the hails and smells of North America. We're going to hear from different members of the chapters, different chapter chairmen and chairpersons. We're going to hear from them, and they're going to bring him on strong. But again, welcome, welcome, welcome to Black Power Radio. And if this is your first time listening, or maybe your second time listening, or this could possibly be your third time listening, it doesn't matter. We want you to sit back and buckle your seatbelts. If you are a long-time listener and a long-time supporter of our radio show, sit back, buckle your seatbelt. Make sure you're strapped in tight. Make sure that you're comfortable. Make sure that the children are put to bed. Make sure that the volume is turned all the way up on your phone and you got a good reception. Or make sure you got a good signal on your computer and your laptop, because you don't want to miss a word of what the national chairman is going to drop on you tonight. This is a man who has been traveling. He has been traveling. He's been rolling. He's been crisscrossing the country, doing what he was taught and born to do, doing what he's supposed to do in the spirit of the Black Power General. That's right. That's whose name we come in, the Black Power General, doing what he was born to do, which is give the white man hell from the cradle to the grave. And so he's crisscrossing the country. He's crisscrossing the planet, really, pushing the mission and pushing the 10-point program of the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. And if you are ready to make that bold step to be a member of the most thought-provoking revolutionary organization anywhere to be found in the hills of North America and the world, you email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com and submit your application to join these ranks, or go to the website newblackpanther.com and you sign on up. And so we want you with that. We want to bring on many of our representatives who are waiting patiently to talk to you right now. We want to go all the way towards the west, all the way down south. We want to go all the way into Texas. We want to get us some Texas in us. We want to talk to a longtime soldier, a longtime warrior who has been on the battlefield, and he is himself crisscrossed the globe, and he himself has put in work for this liberation struggle. And we want to now talk to our big brother and friend, our big brother, Brother Hakeem. Our brother Hakeem is on with us. You on, Brother Black Power?
Black Power, Brother Sean.
Hey, how are you, Brother Hakeem?
In high spirits like always, Black man, Black Power.
Black Power. Well, talk to the people before we bring the chairman on, brother. Tell them what it's like to be a new Black Panther member, what this thing means to you, sir.
Yes, sir. In the name of God, most gracious and most merciful, Salaam Alaikum. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad, the first and the last, is Allah's messenger. I would like to open up for our leader and our teacher and our God, our personal guide. He is our messenger. Let me explain what I'm saying. Brother, Doctor, Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is a man of God. Never, the Quran says, never did God destroy a race of people until he sent a messenger from among the people to teach the people, so the people won't say he's a stranger and that we don't understand him. And where is his miracles if he is a man of God? One, who is Malik Zulu Shabazz? This is my personal interpretation. Malik Zulu Shabazz is a man of God, a man with family structure, a poetic man, a man who understands the plight of the Haitian Black man here in the hills of North America. The words of Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz are definitely devastating. Our brother has sought audience from all over the planet, and never in the last 20 years of me knowing this brother have anybody on the face of this earth have ever proved him to be a liar or inadequate in the field in which he speaks. His reputation is justified. The miracles of this brother, I've seen this brother take his personal time, money, his personal life, and family structure to be an example and a role model for us all to follow. He is a messenger. Let us fall back into the time and everybody can go into the future understanding what I'm saying. If you go back, God said, let us make man. So who is this God saying when he said, let us? Evidently, Adam couldn't have been the first man, because according to the history of the Bible, 6,000 years ago, there were some more people with him. That story recording the history. If you understand the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, that there are 12 major scientists. With never being more than two major scientists on the face of the earth at one time, we found that they always wrote the history of the people. Adam had a certain job he did. Elijah had a certain job he did. Solomon had a job he did. Moses had a job he did. Jesus had a job he did. Muhammad the first and the last had a job he did. And here we see Malik Zulu Shabazz, attorney, doctor, with a message. In this day and time, what worked for the people in the past worked for them. In this day and time, we need a man who speaks our language, who speaks our English, who understands our problem, a great freedom fighter for justice. Okay, he's God's man on earth, always in the best of mode, regardless of the circumstances. Our brother has proved to be a leader that's born a leader, not made a leader, but a messenger of God that came in his perfected craft from birth. Let's check out our brother's character. Let's look at his life, his work, his achievements, and his goals. His reputation is justified. He is a bodacious brother. He's our leader. He's our teacher, our guide into the 21st century. He is the master student of the Black Power General, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, often imitated but never duplicated. He is my personal brother, my brother, my doctor, my attorney. He's my personal friend. He has been an example in the salvation and the liberation of the black nation. He is a rebel without a pause because he's a rebel with a cause. This is how you speak of a man. Am I finished or can I keep going? I can stop. I can go some more. I have a lot of love for the Marley.
Well, you done already dropped it, Hakeem. You done already dropped it. We got to get to the next ministers. But we appreciate what you're saying. We appreciate you, black man. Any closing right. comment on Dr. Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz?
Basically, let's leave it like this. Now that we heard of him, we shall hear from him, and no longer with it ado, the greatest freedom fighter in our day, our own brother in his way. He's attorney, a doctor, Malik Zulu Shabazz, a Black Power student, a general. He's a champion to liberate us in the black nation.
That's what I'm talking about. Mighty black power to you, Brother Hakeem. Black power, sir.
Black power, sir.
And that's right, ladies and gentlemen. That was our brother, Brother Hakeem. He's right there in our southern region out of Dallas, Texas. Out of Dallas, Texas, our brother, Brother Hakeem, making it plain who our national chairman is. We not done at all. We got some more that's going to bear witness before we bring on our national chairman. We want to take you there to the lands of GA. We want to go all the way now to GA, to the southeast. We got to touch some Atlanta now, and we have to hear from our big brother. We got to hear from Brother Lenny. Brother Lenny, are you on? You're on with Black Power Radio, Black Power. Yes, sir. Brother Lenny, you there? Hold on. Let's pull Brother Lenny. We lost us some Lenny. But we lose Lenny. Lenny was queued on up, and Lenny then fell off the map. All right. Hold 1 second here. We've got a 973-592. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power family. This is Brother Dashawn.
Hey. Gotta make it quick, black man. We got so many in line. What's going on with you, brother?
I just wanted to say Black Power Uhuru, all power to the people. That was it. I'm out.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, Black Power, all power to the people. And Uhuru to you, sir. Stay tuned. We coming black. Here goes Brother Lenny. Here he is, from Atlanta, GA, the southeast region. Black Power, sir.
Black Power. This
yes,
brother
sir,
Lenny
brother. You tell us, Brother Lenny. You tell us who Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is to you before we bring this mighty black man on. Black Power, roll with it.
Dr. Malik Zulu Shabazz, man, he is a wonderful speaker and a brother. He has a lot of power. He has so much heart to take on these crackers the way he do. And I feel privileged, and it's a pleasure to stand next to him while he take on this task. And as what I was trying to do in Atlanta, and I see the trouble that he's having. You know, we thought we had that venue here, then they shut the door in our face, and it make you mad, and it make you push harder. So I know how many doors been closed in his face, because I just had one closed in mine today for the first time, trying to do something for the Black Panther Party, and it pissed me off. So I know I was doing him and all the rest of us that's in this party, and we have a long and hard journey to work, and it's not an easy one, and we need more of us to come along to help this man do what he's trying to do and what we have to do as well. Black power.
That's definitely the truth. And one thing we're going to say, and you're right on point, brother, one thing we're going to say, that no matter how many doors get slammed in his face or how many doors get slammed in your face, we find a way to meet and overcome all obstacles in our path. And one thing about Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz is that if you slam a door in his face, especially if it's the front door, he's going in the back door. If you slam the back door, he's going through the front door. If you slam both doors, he's coming through the damn window. You can't stop this movement. And so you damn sure can't stop him, and we know they ain't going to stop you, Brother Lenny. So when we make our way down the road right there to Atlanta, GA, when we make our way to Atlanta to see you, we know all the doors are going to open up on behalf of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Got another caller, 302-241. You're on the air with Black Power Radio. You tell us about Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, Black Power.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, doing good.
My name's Fatigue. You call me Fatigue. You know what I mean? I was just coming through, giving a big up, you know what I mean, to the Black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party. And I was telling a couple of people, you know what I mean, you can check me out at YouTube. I got a video on it called Revolution. You know what I mean? Catch me there as well. My name's Fatigue.
Yes, sir. Do you know about Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz? Have you been influenced and touched by this dear soldier and brother of ours? I know you have.
I know a little bit about him. You know what I mean? I don't know too much, but I know a little bit about him. I heard of his name, you know what I mean? But
I say this to you. You say your name Brother Fatigue?
Yeah, Fatigue, yes.
Brother Fatigue, you stay tuned. You stay tuned, black man. Don't you move nowhere. If you gotta adjust your seat, adjust your fine tuning, whatever you got to do, don't you go anywhere. This black man is a man who has been trained by the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. I'm talking direct trained by the Black Power General himself, Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. And so you go ahead with yourself.
I'm online. I'm going to stay tuned, and I'm on your Facebook page right now currently as we speak, so I'm not going nowhere.
Well, that's what I'm talking about, black man. We appreciate you for tuning in to Black Power Radio. We, trust me, anybody who tunes into this radio show, we appreciate you, because this is not just a radio show. This is a mass movement. We're organizing our people all across the globe, and we just want you and others to know what type of jewel and gem that you have in your midst and that you have in your daily life, okay? And so we want to go ahead and let you go, my dear brother, but we thank you for your time and your attention. We thank you for listening, and we want you to stay tuned, all right?
You're welcome, my man.
All right, Black Power. And so that's what I'm talking about, family. The Black Nation is coming forth, and we are all excited. We are just all excited to hear from the Black Power General's number one representative, his number one representative, one who has been on the battlefield for years, and he's battle-tested, but he's not battle-fatigued. I'm searching now. I'm trying to find me some Brother Ali out in Tampa. He's in Tampa, another one down south. From Tampa, Florida. Ali, if you're listening, brother, you call on in and you bear witness to the truth. Also, we need to hear from some Huey Rose. If y'all don't know, the new Black Panther Party is not just local. It's not just local. The new Black Panther Party is all across the globe. The new Black Panther Party is all across the globe. We're there in London, England. We're in South Africa. We're in Canada. We're all over the globe. We're moving all around, and we want to be in every single city in America. If you do not have a new Black Panther Party chapter in your area, then you make it your business to start one today. Start one tonight. NBPPHQ@yahoo.com. NBPPHQ@yahoo.com. You don't have to have a particular background to be a Panther. If you want to see freedom
you want to see justice, if you want to see equality, if you want to see an end to suffering, brutality, shame, murder of black people, if you want to see an end to police brutality and black-on-black violence, that's the heart that it takes to be a Panther. That's what it takes to be with us. You can qualify to be a Vanguard or qualify to be in general membership. If you black, your skin will get you in as long as you ain't the FBI and the CIA. All right? And so we love you, family. We want you to organize with us and build with us and grow with us and grow this. The new Black Panther Party is the people's party. It is the people's organization. Whatever your will and aspirations are for the Coogee Chaga Leah or self-determination for your people and yourself, that is what we, the new Black Panther Party, represent. And that is what our general, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz, that is what he represents, the aspirations of a people who have suffered much. And the aspirations of a people who yearn to breathe in the light of a better sun. And so we want to go to the phone lines, 215-626. You're on the air, Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Black Power, National Field Marshal.
That's what I'm talking about. National Field Marshal. You know you got to get in, sir, and tell us who is Doctor and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz to you. Black Power, sir.
Black Power to all the radio family. We hope we're glad to have you once again on Black Power Radio, the new Black Panther Party, and I'm going to just get right to it. And it's like this, man. We have the baddest black man running across the hells of the entire globe right now, kicking this white man where he belongs, back into the cemetery, back under the damn dirt, and there's nothing greater than the works of working for black people. Our national chairman is on his job, doing his duty as he kept his word bond to our black power general, Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, and as he kept his word bond to black people. This is a man who has not sold us out. This is a man who will not sell us out. This is a man who can't sell us out because he's too entrenched in this. He's too real with this. He's too sacrificing with this. And we all are because we're rolling with him 1,000,000% all across this globe. And like you said, National Spokesman, we are all over this globe. We're everywhere. Wherever you find black people, there is a rise and a need for a new Black Panther Party. They may not call themselves the new Black Panther Party, but our people are revolutionizing and organizing all across this globe against this no-good white man because we all have one common enemy, family, one common enemy. And if we can't agree with nothing else after the end of the night, hell, we should be like the Van Gogh Conference and come to the agreement that the white man is the root of all of our problems in North America and all across the globe. I'm going to say black power.
That's what I'm talking about. We by now, you said this right, National Field Marshal, we by now have to come to the agreement of who our enemy is. We have no time to be bickering amongst each other, fighting with each other, playing tit for tat with each other, and our open enemy is running crazy and rampant all over the hills and smells of North America and the world. Would you agree, sir?
I totally agree. And just like you said on your Facebook post earlier, you know, while we sitting around beefing and bickering and hen sessioning and chick fighting, the white man is organizing, they passing ammunition, they're praising their white lord, and they're galvanizing for their so-called freedom, justice, and independence of white America. And we still cannot even have a meeting of 10 minutes without one another, without whose ideology is better, who's the baddest nationalist, or who's the roughest Pan-Africanist, or who's the most Christianized preacher, and who's the unclest of the Uncle Toms, and all this foolishness, man. When police is kicking our doors down, shooting our 7 and 8 year old baby girls and baby boys, and we do nothing but take vacations and go to Cancun and lay up with a damn devil.
Right.
You know, that's man, we're going to always be in this condition. I mean, as much Negro stuff as we constantly create among ourselves, we're going to always keep ourselves in this condition until we stop the Negro mess.
So in closing, Brother National Field Marshal, what would you say the solution is to our ills? What is the solution to our ills that we face as a people?
Well, I'm going to just keep that real simple. Wake up, clean up, and stand up. Got to be responsible and accountable for self first. And like I always teach, that is the greatest war, especially with us black men. I'm speaking with just the black man now. That is the greatest war we have to overcome with ourselves as being a man, is waking up, cleaning up, standing up, being responsible and accountable for ourselves, our black woman, and our black children, because we all have to pay a debt to this black nation.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. National Field Marshal, we thank you, brother, and we love you.
Yes, sir.
Love you so much for your sacrifice, for your push of this mission, and for your support of the National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party and the New Black Panther Party itself. We thank you, black man.
Thank y'all for having me and allowing me to do this work for you. I'm just a humble servant of the people. I love black people more than they hate themselves. I love y'all. Let's continue this fight, and let's send this cracker to his extermination in the name of Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad, Black Power.
Black Power, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. We're coming closer. The hour is coming close, brothers and sisters, where we will hear from the National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Dr. and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. And let me say this, that this is a movement. This is a movement. This is a worldwide movement. If you are black and you are trapped, or you are indigenous and you are trapped and you are original and you're trapped, the Panther is for you. There is no excuse. There is nothing that you can say. There is no way out of getting away from the 10-point platform and the 9 local objectives of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. There is nothing you can say, nothing you can do to get away from this mission. If you want to get free, we got to say it in the spirit of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We have to say revolution is the only solution. The only solution to our ills, and you'll hear the National Chairman talk on it, will be revolution, complete constructive change. And the only way we can push a mass movement and give our National Chairman the kind of support that he needs is to organize amongst ourselves. We're calling the doctors. We're calling the lawyers. We're calling the pharmacists. We're calling the masons and the constructionists. We're calling the brick masons. We're calling anybody who has something to offer to the black nation. But we're also calling the lumpen proletariat, the street individual, the street tribes, the defense man. We want the man and woman that just want to fight, just want to knock somebody out. We're calling the boxers. We're calling the arms specialists. We're calling the self-defense men and women. We're calling all of you from all walks of life to rebuild the work of the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense. Rebuild the work, since you know old J. Edgar Hoover destroyed the mission of Minister Huey P. Newton and Brother Bobby Seale. Since the United States government destroyed the mission and destroyed the work, you have a chance now to get behind the modern Black Panther Party. The Black Panther Party right in your midst, the New Black Panther Party that is all about you, all about your interests, and 100% about black power. Black power meaning to define, develop, and defend what is in the best interest of the black nation and black community. We're just bringing the ministers on. We're bringing the chairman and chairwomen on to bear witness to who our big brother is and bear witness to the movement that is in our midst today. And so, my dear family, just got word that the national chairman, he is ready. He is ready, and he is ready to lay it down like it needs to be laid down. And so what I want you to do is pay close attention, pull close up to the radio, pull close up to the computer, put the phone all the way up to your ear as we hear and listen from our big brother and champion, that's right, the number one representative, the official representative of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. We want to bring him on wherever you are with a strong black power. Here he is, our national chairman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, doctor and attorney, Malik Zulu Shabazz. Black power, sir.
And black power, black power. All power to the people. All power to the people. Assalamu alaikum. Hotep. Shalom. Free the land. Black laws for all black people. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Dear beloved brothers, black brothers and sisters, I say before I even get started, I say let's give King Samir Shabazz, our national field marshal, a strong black hand. And let's give our national spokesman, hard-working, hard-driving Minister Sean Quali, let's give him a strong black hand. And let's give our regional defense minister out of Dallas, Texas, that bold warrior standing up strong for our people, Brother Hakeem from Dallas, Texas. Let's give him a strong black hand. Let's give Brother Lenny, my dear brother, working hard down there in Atlanta, Georgia, a strong black hand. Also, Sister Amira, our national assistant, let's give that female freedom fighter, a woman and a warrior fighting on the front lines, a strong black hand. And down there in North Carolina, Sister Ayanna McClure, let's give that bold little black woman a strong black hand as well. Giving honor to God and the God of our forefathers, I bear witness that regardless to land, label, or language, that there is but one God. Dear sisters and brothers, if we search the text of scriptures, we could find no other people fitting the description of the lost brother, the lost sister, or the lost sheep than we, the 40 to 50 million or more mentally, morally, and spiritually dead black men and women here in the hells of North America. The books say that we have been lost, lost from our name, lost from our language, lost from our religion, our culture, our God, and many of us, by the way we act, we have clearly lost our mind. But even in that state and in that condition, we thank the God, and we thank the power of God, and thank the prophecies of Osset, Asa, and Heru. Thank the book for its prophecies on the lost sheep, and thank them for finding us, that which have been lost and scattered, not only here in the pits and the hells of North America, but we have been lost all over the 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth, lost throughout the 57,255,000 square miles of land, lost throughout the 139,685,000 square miles of water, lost throughout the diaspora on a planet that weighs 6 sextillion tons. But we thank the God, thank the laws of Maat, thank the principles of universal justice for giving to us in our suffering and our pain, for giving to us Shaka Zulu, forgiving to us Kwame Nkrumah, forgiving to us Queen Ya Asantewa, forgiving to us Queen Nzinga, forgiving to us Setewayu, forgiving to us Sekou Touré, forgiving to us Stephen Biko, forgiving to us Thomas Sankara, forgiving to us Bukman, forgiving to us Toussaint L'Ouverture, Dessalines, and all of the others. But we thank God for right here in the pits and the hells of North America, for giving to us Harriet Tubman, giving to us Reverend Nat Turner, for giving to us Bishop Henry McNeil Turner, for giving to us Blyden, for giving to us David Walker, for giving to us Richard Allen, for giving to us Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Thank the laws of Maat. Thank the black God. Thank the God of our forefathers for giving to us the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Thank the God for giving to us that bold and fiery prophet of black nationalism, Minister Malcolm X. But we don't want to leave out even before him for giving to us Prophet Noble Drew Ali, for giving to us, even in his own divine way, Dr. King and Rosa Parks, for giving to us here as we open up tonight, for giving us up to us SNCC and the freedom fighters who fought on the front lines in SNCC, giving to us those that fought on the front lines in what they call the Black Revolt of the 1960s. Thank God, even while he's alive, for giving to us H. Rap Brown, Imam Jamil Alameen, who say if they don't come around talking to America, we're going to have to burn her down. That's what Rap Brown said. I thank Allah for him. I thank God for all of them. Kwame Ture, who has gone on to the realm of the ancestors or the Egun, and who gave to us the All African People's Revolutionary Party, gave to us Pan-Africanism, gave to us an ideology and a philosophy well worthy of study and adherence to. Again, I thank God. I thank the laws of Maat. I thank the principles of universal justice. I thank the people, I thank the mothers of the black nation for giving us all of these worthy ones and all of the women whose names have been written out of history, all of the sisters who helped every freedom fighter that I know make it to the front lines and who suffered and sacrificed so that black men who have stood for us can stand up. Now, this is one history that goddamn Tyler Ferry will not tell, as he is financed by the Zionist Jews, the history of black men and black women, particularly black men who have stood up for us. And I thank black women who have stood beside them, and they are not together crying over the dissatisfaction that they have over Garvey, Elijah, Malcolm, Huey P. Newton and the original Black Panther Party. All of them were great. But I was taught and given a method and a practice and an assignment by one who represented all of them, wrapped in the one, a bold, bald-headed black man of whom I am here to announce his presence in the world and to say to you that Khalid Abdul Muhammad is not dead. You just perceive not. Every time you hear one of these fireballs and flamethrowers in the new Black Panther Party, know that he lives. Every time that his name is mentioned, and is mentioned quite often these days, know that he lives. A master teacher, a fearless black man, born to get a white man hell from the cradle to the grave. I am unworthy to lace his shoes. I speak of my big brother, my captain, and my minister, the student of the Honorable Louis Farrakhan. I speak in his name, Minister and Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad. To all of you who are in the radio listening audience, I'm excited to be on tonight. I guess you can tell by the sound of my voice. I will not be long, but I must be strong. My subject is, let's get that straight before we go any further, my subject is countering the counterintelligence program of the United States government killing the nigger within us. Oh, yeah. Countering the counterintelligence program of the United States government killing the nigger within us. Buckle your seatbelts. If your seat gets too hot, like our leader says, stand up and fan it a little bit and sit back down. Don't take it personal tonight. If you throw a rock in a crowd of dogs, the only one that hollers is the one that get hit. Don't take it personal. Don't jump up and down having a temper tantrum. Just sit back, get your notepad out, and let's get ready to rock. Again, if you throw a rock in a crowd of dogs, the only one that holler is the one that get hit. If it's not you, then I'm not talking about you. But there's a message tonight. There's a message tonight for organizations. If you're in the Nation of Islam, this message will pertain to you. Whoever you follow under the Nation of Islam, there's a message that will pertain to you. If you're a black nationalist in the black nationalist community, if you claim an RBG, this is there's something in this message for you tonight. If you're even in the civil rights community and you're about rights and justice for black people, there's a message in this for you. Even inside your own family and inside your own house, there's a message in this for you. Even in your interpersonal relations with your friends, your brothers and sisters, your wives, your queens, there's a message in this. Countering the counterintelligence program of the United States government, killing the nigger within us. Let me get clear a few items of business off the way, then we're going to get busy with this subject. I'm hoping to take some questions. This will only be part one. Obviously, a subject this deep has to be covered in at least two parts. For those who are waiting for a black men's only meeting and class that I will be teaching, please be patient. I have to clear up and to clear out the agents that are in our ranks. I have to clear up and clear out the envy that is in our ranks. I'm talking about of the black movement and the new Black Panther Party. We have to clear up and clear out the nigger mess in our ranks first as a first order of business. We can't even hardly get to and deal with our real enemy. Deal with the Zionists, the imperialists, the colonialists, those that manipulate, abuse, oppress black, brown, red, and yellow peoples all over this earth until we deal with the nigger within us. There's a nigger in here, and there's a nigger over there, and there are niggers everywhere. Remember I said in the beginning, and many of us, by the way we act, we have even lost our mind. Let me say this before I go any further to my dear beloved brother, Sharice, in Newark, New Jersey, that we in the new Black Panther Party and your brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz, I love you very much. I'm sorry that you were arrested fighting for our people in the streets, but you were a warrior. And you're a soldier, and it happens like that sometimes. It has happened to me on a variety of occasions. It has happened to many of those who went before you. And though we try to minimize casualties and prisoners of war as much as we can, we are in a liberation struggle. We are in a war to free our people, and so there will be arrests. There will be casualties. We want to minimize them, but we cannot avoid them. We must support Brother Sharif and support the work that the new Black Panther Party has been doing in the Newark Anti-Violence Coalition, being worked there steadily and consistently by my brother Bashir Akinyele, by Brother Minister Baba Zaid Muhammad, by Sister Keisha, Brother Bomani, and many others right there in Newark, New Jersey. My love and our love is to you all. And so whatever we need to do for our brother in terms of support, in terms of bail, in terms of legal assistance, you better be sure we do it. In Newark, New Jersey, raise the cry and raise the banner of our liberation and our liberation from violence and genocide that is killing and murdering our people. And use this time now to move out further, stronger, and faster, and serve our people, and bring our youth up out of the gang violence. Bring our youth up out of the ignorance and the fratricide and the self-hatred that have been put in our mind by the white man. So we have become the white man's niggas and kill each other. We are with Brother Sharif, and all in the black nation will come to his aid. The good part about this, as I clear up some house business as we go forward, is that no subject have I discussed in the past or will discuss tonight or in the future is abstract. No subject or topic that I will teach here is something that we are teaching from a pure academic perspective or teaching as if it doesn't pertain to us. We are not just average radio hosts and people coming on blog radio and talking. No, that's not us. We're living this out. When we have been speaking to you on spirituality and scripture and prophecy, we're not speaking of it from a historical perspective like we are historians looking back on Egypt, back on Kemet, back on Tamaray, back in the Old Testament, back in the New Testament, back in the time of Muhammad. We are so blessed right now that we are living in the times where we are living out the prophecies of the Medunetta, the prophecies of both Bible and Quran, the prophecies of the scriptures that have come before us. We have a chance to, guess what? Live it out in real time. We don't have to look back on the Black Panther Party, back on Malcolm, back on the black nationalist movements that have come before us. Oh, we get to live it out and be it in real time. What a blessing. While others are commentating and able to just commentate from the sidelines on organizational history, black history, scripture, prophecy, we here have been blessed with the opportunity to live it out in real time. And that's both positive and negative. So look, I want to say this. Your brother, Malik Zulu Shabazz, your chairman, attorney, and doctor of law, I thank every one of you for your words that you have spoken in praise of me. And as soon as you give me the praise, I'm going to give the praise right up to Ra. I'm going to give it right to Amun-Ra. I'm going to give it to Atum-Re. I'm going to give it to Nkulu-Nkulu. I'm going to give it to Almighty God. I'm going to give it to Allah and the ancestors. Because I, again, am here. I'm like a speck of sand on a beach in a big, wide universe. I am just here in a specific, small dispensation of time, strongly yet humbly going about at work. And so I thank you for your praise of me. But I want to tell you all that I'm so happy to be operating in a collective. And I'm so happy to be operating with an army of kings and queens, of goddesses and gods, of sisters and brothers. We are building a movement here. Yes, I'm your chairman. Yes, I'm working day in and day out for our redemption. But we are building a movement and a scientific operation where we move from total reliance on one man and one Messiah figure to collective operations where we build institutions that last beyond the individual. We build on principles and institutions beyond the position of spokesman and field marshal and chairman. Thus, we will be thwarting the United States government's attempts to destroy black organizations. I'm going to get off into it tonight. Give me a minute. I have to lay the base and lay certain principles down. There are certain different kinds of people in the classroom. Some are just hearing this for the first time. Some know this teaching well. Some don't want a damn thing to do with religion. Others want to hear the Bible and the Quran all day long. Some are elders, some are youth, some in the church, some against the church, some in the mosque, some against the mosque. All are out there in the black nation. Look, the New Black Panther Paper newspaper, let me tell you where the party is going. If you're in other organizations and movements, stick with me, because this is a message you don't want to miss tonight. But all of those listening to Panther Party, get all your information in right now by December the 4th, because our hot, 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 super hot newspaper is coming out before Kwanzaa. And that paper will be entitled, Who is the New Black Panther Party? Who is the New Black Panther Party? Who is this much talked about, much discussed, much maligned, much slandered, much gossiped about, much Facebooked about, much hated on from the tops of the devils of the planet to crazy niggas right around the block? Who is the New Black Panther Party? Get all your information in, because you want to let the world know who you are, because we're going to drop tens of thousands of these all over the face of the planet Earth. By God's grace, I just met with our new website manager, and he ain't cheap. But I just met with our new website manager, and by next Monday, when I, God's grace, I return to this rostrum and this microphone, you will see a beautiful new website at newblackpanther.org. As this week goes on, it will say under construction. But a revelation is coming next Monday. And a website that's going to blow your mind. And it's your website. And it will house your ministry of education, your ministry of information, your ministry of organizing and activism, your ministry of defense. It will highlight you and your cities and your region, your activities, your chapters, the fight, the battles and struggles that you're facing. But it will tie it all in on a national and international level. Our message, our voice, our videos, our perspectives will go out like never before through our new international communications vehicle, not only the website, but the Ministry of Information in general. And this radio broadcast is growing every week, growing by the thousands. You tune in on Saturday night as that bold fireball field marshal from Philadelphia, King Samir Shabazz, brings on, lights it up himself, and brings on Panther leaders from around the nation. This Wednesday, right here on this radio, we'll start our Black Women Only series featuring the women in the Panther Party. Brothers, you need to turn it off for the next few weeks. We do not need you to tune in on Wednesday night unless you're wearing stockings and pantyhose and lipstick. And I know that you, if you're in this, you ain't doing that, because we're going to beat your behind. And so on Wednesday night, We want you to tune right back in here for our Sisters Only program. I will be in Atlanta, Georgia, by God's grace and His will, and I don't see no contradiction to that. By guest of Brother Lenny, Brother Will, Brother Kinte, and the other beloved brothers and sisters in Atlanta, I will be in Atlanta on Saturday, December the 18th, for the Black Survival Summit. For the Black Survival Summit. And that location will be revealed starting on Wednesday, and for every broadcast and on the website and our Facebook. Stay tuned. There are some enemies trying to give us some hassle about it, but we shall succeed. We shall succeed. And I'll be in Florida, mighty, mighty Florida, Tampa, Jacksonville, and Miami in the first weekend in February. The new Black Panther Party is on the move. It's under attack. The new Black Panther Party have rice that come in from Guyana. They have come through Philadelphia and come through, again, King Samir Shabazz. I have to call his name. If he's doing it, how am I going to deny his name if he's doing it? Our rice program is about to go national. Our water program is going national. Our newspaper program, which makes money, money for those that are selling it. Oh, yes, it does. Going national. We are in of ourselves right now defying history, defying J. Edgar Hoover, and making the ghost of that one who said his objective was to prevent the rise of a Messiah who could unify and electrify the militant nationalist movement. We are defying J. Edgar Hoover. And for the record, he is gay Edgar Hoover, a no good pedophile. But the focus here is on J. Edgar Hoover, the counterintelligence program of the United States government, and how it was enacted to crush and to stop black organizations, particularly nationalist ones, and to establish a premise tonight that the counterintelligence program is not dead. It's alive and well, and it operates inside of the nigger within us. What is a nigger? A nigger is deceitful. What is a nigger? A nigger is disloyal. A nigger is distrustful. What is a nigger? A nigger is divisive. What is a nigger? A nigger is lazy. A nigger is doubtful. A nigger says second best is okay. Who is a nigger? A nigger is as a nigger does. Huh? I say a nigger is as a nigger does. Tonight we're going to go after the nigger that's within us and go after the point base, the launching base of the counterintelligence program and how it operates in us. I'm not just talking about Ron O'Neill, a snitch for the FBI or the pig. I'm not just talking about Gene Roberts, an agent for the pig, posing as bodyguards for Malcolm X or others who laying in wait saying power to the people, power to the people, to Fred Hampton Sr., all the while laying out the maps and the diagram of his apartment, talking about Comrade Fred, Comrade Mark Clark, all the while on the telephone, giving the diagrams and the maps out to the apartment and where Chairman Fred was sleeping to invite the devil into the home of our leaders to murder and assassinate our people. I'm talking about them, and I'm talking about the new ones that don't have to be paid by the white man. They don't have to be paid by the U.S. government, though some are. Oh, yes, they are. But by automatic, systematic, remote control, they do the work of the pig, do the work of the FBI, do the work of the ADL, and they make the white man very happy. Huh? Stick with me. I know time is running, but I told you that this would not be covered in one night. Gather around the radio and certainly distribute this tape far and wide into every organization as we proceed through it with God's guidance, with the ancestors' guidance, with logic, wisdom, discipline, and precision. Now look, we want to go after the nigger within us. We want to talk about the deceitful ones that are in our midst that are trying to stop the rise of the new Black Panther Party. Well, why would you need to stop the rise of the new Black Panther Party? If the new Black Panther Party ain't nothing, if the new Black Panther Party ain't shh, like some of y'all say, if the new Black Panther Party ain't this, if the new Black Panther Party ain't that, why are some niggas working so hard to discredit the new Black Panther Party? Let us look at the definitions of the objectives of the counterintelligence program. Then it will make us easier to identify niggas who are working for the enemy. You know, I really have to use that word a lot tonight. I'm normally not my course of using it a lot, but it is a subject tonight. We are not by nature niggas. We are the gods and the goddesses, the kings and the queens of the universe and the planet Earth. We are the righteous. We are the powerful. We are the Elohim. We are the people of the book and the people of the Medunetur. We are the glory of God. And we come from the greatest lineage of any people that have ever walked the planet. But we have become niggas. We have been made into niggas by a nigger maker. And the number one nigger maker is the devil himself. Has made us deceitful, made us disloyal to each other. Oh, yeah, he has made us distrustful to each other. And damn it, have made us divided against each other. Certainly he has made us lazy and doubtful and teaches us that second best is okay. So when I say nigger, let me be clear. I mean the white man's nigger, not God's nigger, because God and the laws of Maya don't make niggers. Truth, justice, balance, order, harmony, and reciprocity does not make niggers. That makes divinity in you. God and goddess in you. Ain't no nigger in Maat. Ain't no niggers made from God, made from the people, the choice of God from the scripture. No. The white man makes niggers. And now by automatic, systematic, remote control, we operate and do the bidding, and do the work of our former slave master. Even when he's not around to direct our affairs, we do it subconsciously. We do it deep within our own psyche, we act out and carry out the Willie Lynch orders and the Willie Lynch syndrome. Black power and all power to the people. Don't get sensitive. As I said, if you throw a rock in a crowd of dogs, the only one that holler is the one that get hit. Don't get paranoid. Stop shadow boxing. In a room, shadow boxing, thinking that everything is against you. Now, it might be, but you'll never know. Ha. Let me get a drink of water and continue on. Now, in August 1967, the FBI initiated a covert action program called COINTELPRO. Its objective was to disrupt and neutralize organization which the Bureau, the FBI, characterized as black nationalist hate groups. The FBI memorandum expanding the program describes its goals as, one, to prevent a coalition of militant black nationalist groups. I repeat, you need to be taking notes. To prevent a coalition of militant black nationalist groups, one of the top goals of J. Edgar Hoover, the FBI, as stamped and approved and funded by the United States government at the height of the Black Revolution or the Black Revolt. Number two, the goals of the counterintelligence program is to prevent the rise of a messiah who could unify and electrify the militant nationalist movement. Again, to prevent the rise of a messiah who could unify and electrify the militant nationalist movement. Martin Luther King, Stokely Carmichael, Elijah Muhammad all aspire to this position, so teaches J. Edgar Hoover. Teaches more on that, but I'm going to go on to the third point. We're going to get deep into this during this two-part series, but if you could take it as I'm offering it to you, I certainly would appreciate it. Number three, to prevent violence on the part of black nationalist groups, so says Hoover. And let me add into that, his goal is to make violence amongst black nationalist groups. Goal number four, to prevent militant black nationalist groups and leaders from gaining respectability by discrediting them. Listen good and check around you. Look around you. Listen around you. Listen to what people are saying and what they're doing and how they're moving. They say to prevent militant black nationalist groups and leaders from gaining respectability by discrediting them. Number five, to prevent the long-range growth of militant black nationalist organizations, especially among youth. To prevent the long-range goals of militant growth of militant black nationalist organizations, especially amongst the youth. Now, if you look at the main objectives of the counterintelligence program, and then you understand that in 1968, J. Edgar Hoover classified the Black Panther Party as, quote-unquote, the greatest threat to the internal security of the country. And you look, only a fool today would say that the counterintelligence program is dead. Only a fool today would say that this modern Babylon, this modern Sodom and Gomorrah, is weaker today in its desire to oppress and stop black people than it was yesterday. Only a dummy would say that this enemy has less technology, less sophistication, less police power, less wiretap power, less computer tap power that he did yesterday, I mean today, than he did yesterday. You'd be a fool to say that. Now, so again, I stand on the premise that J. Edgar Hoover was a baby devil and the FBI of today is the big daddy devil. I don't care whether Barack Obama is the president or not. The FBI is still the enemy of black people. The ADL, the partner of the FBI, didn't exist yesterday, but they exist today. That's another powerful component of the modern counterintelligence program. Disguised under the language of the Patriot Act, as given to us by the executioner from Texas, old G.W. Bush. Listen to me now. J. Edgar Hoover, let's expand it, because this goes well before 1967. COINTELPRO is a name, but the devil who gives it the label existed before COINTELPRO existed. And the devils who existed after this devil, J. Edgar Hoover, are not interested in alphabet soup. They are aimed at accomplishing the objectives. But it is this one, J. Edgar Hoover, who worked against Malcolm. And yes, it is true that Malcolm looked like that black messiah, that one who could unify and electrify the nationalist movement. He worked against Garvey and worked to personally destroy Garvey. And Garvey, of course, with his mass movement of millions across all class, religious, and gender lines, Marcus Garvey looked like a black messiah. He talks about in the 60s, Martin Luther King. Well, why King? King is not a nationalist. The white man is much smarter than you and sees much more value in your leadership than some of you. And while we don't agree with some of Martin Luther King's principles on nonviolence and turning the other cheek, we must say that he went out there and faced bombs, guns, death threats, torture and threats on his wife and his family. And he paid the ultimate price and was killed by a white supremacist working in tandem with the U.S. government. What greater price can a man pay but to give up his life for his people? Why Martin Luther King, J. Edgar Hoover? Why King? He said if Martin Luther King would embrace black nationalism, he would become the most dangerous Negro in America. If King had a mass movement, a mass following, and if he would embrace that which was most threatening to J. Edgar Hoover, then according to Hoover, he would be that black messiah. Stokely Carmichael, a nationalist. Elijah Muhammad, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, though they say we are a religion and we are the religion of Islam, the white man and many others see them as nationalists. If it is religion or was religion with Elijah Muhammad, certainly it was a black nationalist religion. You better believe it, black to the core. What is it about black nationalism? What is it about establishing a nation of your own? What is it about self-determination, community control? What is it about defining, defending, and developing that which is in the best interest of black people that is so threatening to the white man? Now, they worked on Stokely Carmichael and worked on him so hard that they drove him out of the country. He was so strong and so bold, they drove him out. And for a while, he landed with Kwame Nkrumah and Sekou Touré in Ghana and Guinea and did a hell of a work before returning to the United States of America. They said that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was up in age, so he presented less of a threat, according to J. Edgar Hoover. This is Hoover, not Malik Zulu Shabazz. And so because the messenger was up in age, he presented less of a threat, but still he's named in the top threats. You can knock the Nation of Islam if you want to. You can say, well, they don't carry guns. They're not this. They're not that. Let me tell you this. In the counterintelligence program, they are right at the top with the Black Panther Party, the Nation of Islam. And at that time, also other groups that are not really with us today. I'm talking about SNCC. I'm talking about Revolutionary Action Movement, but also other civil rights organizations. Malcolm looked like he was that one. He was in his prime when he was assassinated. And he spoke to a broad mass and a young, upcoming group amongst us. But the devil got in amongst him and his organization at that time through agents and spies and envious and jealous ones and hypocritical ones and agents and intrigue and police and all of that. And you mix that in with some hurt and some pain and some suspensions and some domestic affairs and women, and you got an assassinated Malcolm X. His spirit lives on, but his body is not here. A victim of J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI and the counterintelligence program. All of these are lessons for us right now who are walking in the pages of history. Why are these leaders important? Because they could unify the people, unify the masses. Now look, y'all get mad at me, right? You get upset with me because I don't want to operate and build a cult, because I don't want to separate myself into a small little scintilla of a box and build a small organization, because I have to fulfill that which was given to me and the way of my big brother, and that we teach and organize for the broad masses. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad was not here for a cult. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad was given with a knowledge, a wisdom that could reach the broad masses. He was just cut off from reaching the broad masses. He reached the broad masses in certain critical years that I was with him. And then through enemy intrigue and attacks and other factors, they tried to cut my man down and box him in. Now comes his student, Malik Zulu Shabazz. I am not here just for one small piece of the black pie. Not here just for the nationalists, though I'm a nationalist to the core. Not here for just only the Pan-Africanists, though I'm Pan-Africanist to the core. Not here to be divided away from the black family in the church. That's my black family in the church. I have a teaching for the nationalists, the Pan-Africanists, for the black man and woman in the church and the mosque too. I am not here to be some divisive nigger. I'm here to reach, to teach, to organize, to help, to serve, and to learn from the broad masses. And if you're not moving in a way to unify the masses, you're not a threat. You're not a threat. We are like the dry bones in the valley. We are like the dry bones in the valley. And when Ezekiel was trying to prophesy to the dry bones, first he came with the word, and the bones rattled and they stuck together, but they did not stand up. Ezekiel went to his God and asked what he should do. First he went to prophesy to the bones, but the bones didn't stand up. What do you mean, bones? The God is not interested in bones. Ain't nothing but no damn bones out there in the ground going to do a damn thing for you. It's just some damn bones. But again, the Bible is written in symbols and parables and metaphors and similes. And if you don't understand this book, you'll go into the fool and come out a fool. And shut up saying I'm teaching a religion just because I quote the Bible. I'm giving you universal knowledge here. Knowledge from the Black Panther Party. Knowledge from the counterintelligence program. Knowledge from black history. Knowledge from the black history book called the Bible. Why? So I can speak to a broad mass. The masses and the classes. Not just the asses. Now, what am I saying? These bones represent different organization and types of people. And the initial word or the prophecies that went out to us rattled us. They shook us. But we did not stand up all the way and fulfill the prophecies. If we did, there would be no need for a new Black Panther Party. There would be no need for the work that we as a collective do. No need for a Nation of Islam. No need for a Malcolm X grassroots movement. No need for struggle. No need for liberation if the job was done. Huey prophesied. Eldridge prophesied. Malcolm prophesied. The Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad prophesied. Imam Jamil Al-Amin in his day, he prophesied. They all prophesied and gave you the word and the action, and you shook and you rattled and you demonstrated and you protested and you rebelled, what they call rioted, but you did not stand all the way up. You shook and you shook the world. You rattled and you rattled the world. And you rattled where human rights and dignity and respect became a universal cry. But it came from you, the black man and woman, not only here in America, but the African fighting against colonialism in Africa. You, the African, all over the planet Earth. Nkrumah prophesied to you. Sekou Touré prophesied to you. Frantz Fanon prophesied to you. Stephen Biko prophesied to you. Sobhiqwe prophesied to you. But you did not stand all the way up. Take nothing away from them. And so now, so Ezekiel went back. These is prophecies of what's going down today. Ezekiel goes back now, and he says, asks God, what should he do? And he prophesies now, was instructed to prophesy that the four winds blow. That the four winds blow. And without going heavy into that, because you'll say I'm going into religion, so I'll get back to that in another class. But it goes on to say that the breath came into them from them four winds, and they lived and stood up on their feet and became an exceedingly great army. That means that somebody, that a teaching, that a message has to come to you and be breathed into you that is so strong, that is so deep, that is so well-rooted, that is so universal, that is so unifying, that is so encompassing to the point that it grabs you and pulls a hard-headed people together, that it makes them stand up and becomes an exceedingly great army. It is not just the whipping of the winds of your enemy that will make you stand up. Otherwise, you would have stood up. Think about it. Now, in our 10-point program, in point number 2, it speaks about how the white man has kept us deaf, dumb, and blind, and used every dirty trick in the book to stand in the way of our freedom and independence. Says he has used every, that Khalid Muhammad gives us in the second point of our 10-point program and teaches us that the white man has kept us deaf, dumb, and blind and used every dirty trick in the book to stand in the way of our freedom and our independence as a people. What is a Messiah? Since we're going to use the term, let's get off of the religious terms of the Messiah and use a general definition. And more loosely, the term Messiah denotes any redeemer figure. Any redeemer figure that obviously J. Edgar Hoover says could prevent a coalition of militant black nationalist organizations, which could lead to the formation of a real Mau Mau. Now, the Mau Maus were revolutionaries that were operating in Kenya that were battling the British and killing Uncle Toms. And he says that if the black nationalists form a coalition, that they could really do damage in America. That they could not only unify and electrify this part of the movement, they could unify the masses. Who is it out there right now in 2010 that is trying to prevent the coalition of the dry bones? A dry bone called the Nation of Islam under Louis Farrakhan. A dry bone called the Nation of Islam under Silas Muhammad. A dry bone called the Allah Team. A dry bone called the Black Power Cartel under General Sutan Seti. A dry bone more over here. A dry bone more over there. A dry bone more everywhere. A dry bone called the 5% Nation of Gods and Earth. A dry bone called the Black Rider Liberation Party. A dry bone called former Black Panther Party member. A dry bone called Crip. A dry bone called Blood. A dry bone called El Rukin. A dry bone called Vice Lord. A dry bone called Malcolm X Grassroots. A dry bone called Republic of New Africa. A dry bone called Us. A dry bone called the Hebrew Israelites. A dry bone called the Christian Church. A dry bone called Methodist. A dry bone called Holy Roller. A dry bone called Church of God in Christ. Church of God under Christ. Church of God over Christ. Nothing but scattered dry bones. Who can breathe into the dry bones? And who are the niggas that are trying to stop the electrifying and the unifying of the dry bones so the dry bones can come together and become an exceedingly great army? Who are these niggas? A nigga is as a nigga does. You can see these niggas by what they say, what they write, and how they go about it. Remember, a nigga is deceitful and disloyal. A nigga will smile in your face one minute and butter you up like a hot buttered biscuit, and the next minute be your top dog enemy. This is how they go about stopping the rise of a black messiah. This is how they go about preventing the coalitions of nationalist groups. A nigga will try to play one end against another. I say all the black dry bones, every dry bone I name should come together. And those that I may have left out, a dry bone called the Uhuru Movement under Chairman Omali Yeshitela, a dry bone called AAPRP, All African People's Revolutionary Party, GC or no GC. Dry bones. Who is it that's been trying to bring these groups together, and who are the agents, the niggas, who are trying to stop it? Why would you want to stop that? Who works as if they're working for the United States government? Oh, this is such a beautiful subject matter. Now, let's go a little bit deeper. If, I'm talking about just in the nationals now, can you imagine if the new Black Panther Party, the Nation of Islam, all of them, the Black Power Cartel, the Moors, the 5% Nation of Gods and Earths, the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, the Republic of New Africa, the former members of the Black Panther Party, the December 12th Movement, the United African Movement, in all of these cities, Reality Speaks, all of them throughout the world, the nation and the world. Can you imagine if we had a real coalition? How all of our dreams would not be so frustrated by how our vision and desires for nationhood could come to birth overnight? I must clear the deck with you that I'm willing to negotiate such coalition. I'm willing to conduct myself and to ask the members of the New Black Panther Party and those in the Black Nation to conduct yourselves in a way that would lead to a coalition of these strong Black organizations. It's a code of conduct, a way you go about it, a way we speak to each other, a way we act with each other, a non-nigger way that we deal with each other that can provide the fertilizer for this coalition. And you are dipping in the fertilizer, being a nigger, in the year 2010. Spreading deceit, spreading rumor, spreading gossip, spreading doubt. Every time the leader of your organization say something, and it ain't even questionable, here you go.
Yeah, I ain't with that. You see, I'm against that.
Don't even know why you're against it. I could see if you was against something based on principle, that's different. I could see if you had research and study and facts. But you like those that like to dispute without knowledge and follow conjecture. You like to argue about things without even research or knowledge and then end up sounding like a fool. And you follow opinions instead of actual facts. Now, this Redeemer, this Messiah, and I will tell you straightforward that this is not a single individual. There is no more single individual Messiah that is going to come and rescue our people. I'm going to tell you that right now, and some of you may get mad at me, but I'm going to tell you that right now. And before he left in his final lectures at Afrocentric Temple, Khalid Abdul Muhammad taught us and taught me that there was no need to teach a specific Messiah. And I say that to the extent that we must institutionalize our movement, our learning, and stop putting so much pressure on single individuals. Yes, we will have bold leaders and chairmen and ministers and leaders of our various organizations. We should give them our support, our help, our loyalty, and help thrive them, thrive and drive them, pardon me, help them to go to the top. But I ain't going nowhere without my sisters and brothers. I'm not going nowhere without the collective. If I'm a God, I'm part of the God body. Think about that. There's been too much people making mischief, claiming to be messiahs, claiming to be Allah, claiming to travel to the sun on spaceships and all kind of crazy mess. If I left them out, and I don't mean it in relation to that point, it just means I didn't mean to leave out also a key dry bone. The Nubian nation, under the leadership of Malachi Ziyork, who was locked down in prison, we must not forget about them and him. They are a key part of this, in the positive sense. But there is no more single Messiah, Son of Man, single man or woman God that is coming to get us. And if they are, they won't have to announce it. All he will have to say is, who do they say I am? And the people will bear witness. No more self-announced messiahs. Now, what I'm saying to you, dear sisters and brothers, as we move to a conclusion tonight and pick this up in detail next week, going into the details of the COINTELPRO yesterday and today, and to show you how vicious it is, so vicious that it's landed Mutulu Shakur behind bars, Sundiata Okoli behind bars, Russell Schultz, Mumia Abu-Jamal, Eddie Conway, Leonard Peltier behind bars, and so many others dead. So many others, so many lives have been ruined. We don't want to travel back down that path. And so, let me just say this. I think I'm going to just close on this point, actually, because I've said so much, I need to close here. And then tonight, we're going to pick it back up. I mean, next Monday night, we'll pick it back up in detail. I got a question for you. Why did we run Yaqub and his maid devil from the root of civilization over the hot desert into the caves of West Asia, as they now call it, Europe? Answer, because they had started making trouble amongst the righteous people telling lies. They accused the righteous people, causing them to fight and kill one another. Huh? Who is the modern Yaqub and a maid devil in our midst, coming amongst the righteous, trying to cause us to fight and kill one another, telling lies? And why must we run them out over the hot burning sands and get them the hell up out of this movement so we may live in peace, tranquility, and under the smooth, harmonious laws of Mayat, where our only main concern is the dragon and the beast? Look around you. Look at your neighbor next to you. Look at the one you're friends with. Are they really your friends? Are these really friends? If they are your friends, you need to delete these so-called friends. Hello? You need to click, pop, delete these kind of so-called friends. Because there are some amongst us in the black community, on the black nation, that are seeking to get us to start fighting and killing one another. I'm giving you the principles of countering the counterintelligence program and killing the nigger within us. It's not meaning to physically harm anyone, for the enemy that is on the phone. Because then I would fall into the trap if I were to get on this radio broadcast on Black Power Radio and advocate the harm of anyone. I will not do that. I don't have that power. Only God speaks to man in his own individual consciousness and give him that power. But the nigger is the nigger within us. It is inside of us that is so doubtful that we can make it. See, really, you doubt that's what you say you for. You say you for African liberation, but all the while you doubt yourself. And if you look at it in the other aspects of your life, you are doubtful in all other aspects. Doubtful in your relationships. Doubtful in your friendships. Doubtful in your communications. Doubtful about yourself. Doubtful about your career, doubtful about your future, and therefore doubtful and negative to all else. I didn't say negative, I said negative. Negative all the time. So you bring that in the movement, but you never really got the nigger out of you that the white man put in you before you say you were raised from the grave or before you got your third eye or stage of enlightenment or before you came a true African. Think about that. And so in your relations with your wives and your husbands, you're negative. Negative all the time. Some of you have gotten negative towards your children. You'll never be anything. Subconsciously in your mind, you're saying, well, I'll never be anything. So you're now putting that in the minds of our children, our babies. You come into an organization. You was dissatisfied and negative before then. Now you come into an organization dissatisfied and negative. Not that constructive criticism don't have its place. Constructive criticism always has its place, but also be willing to help and to go about your criticism in a constructive way that does not make you an agent of J. Edgar Hoover. Think about what I'm saying. Negative. Negative in the mosque, negative in the nationalist movement, negative in the church. A spirit killer, and one who dashes vision, hopes, and dreams. Doubting your local ministers, doubting your local chairman, hoping that they fail, throwing stones of stumbling in their path. You're just a white man's nigger. But you're not succeeding. The good news tonight, as I leave you on this broadcast, niggas, you're not succeeding. Niggas are dying because we have been given a wisdom and a knowledge in 2010 that takes into account all of the lessons that have come before us. Every trap, every trick, every deceit, every assassination, every destruction of black organization, we now have to lay it out on the table and look at it here and see how the Black Panther Party was set against us and us against the Panther Party. How they tried to put the nation against the Panthers and the Panthers against the nation. And how J. Edgar Hoover wrote poison pen letters. And it's all kind of poison pen letters going on out there today. Poison pen letters and phone calls and other actions to pit one against the other. I'm here to tell you, you will not trap Malik Zulu Shabazz in your trap. You will not trap Hashim Nzinga, Sean Kwali, King Samir Shabazz, Divine Allah, Zaid Muhammad, Amira Sankofa, Sister Keisha. You will not trap the new Black Panther Party in your traps. We are not going to be no punk now. We will be long-suffering and give you a chance to show you the right way. And we will not be quick to react and practice reactionism, where we create violence because you're running off at the mouth. If you don't lay a hand on us in self-defense, we probably won't lay a hand on you. If you keep your mouth in the right way, you can criticize us, but be respectful about it. Because if we don't see you, somebody will. If we don't, I heard somebody will. But we know that you're sent by the enemy, and sent by the enemy within yourself, so we're trying to give you a break. But in a minute, I heard you're going to break your neck after slipping on the sidewalk accidentally. And you will not be entitled to compensation or damages. I will not be your attorney to help you. So, dear brothers and sisters, I think that I know I have said enough for tonight to lay the base for the subject, countering the counterintelligence program of the United Snakes government. And I say snakes because they have dealt in tricky and deceitful dealings. Point number 7 of the new Black Panther Party 10-point program says we want an immediate end to police harassment, brutality, and murder of black people. We want an end to black-on-black violence, snitching, cooperation, and collaboration with the oppressor. And when we say black-on-black violence, we mean doing violence to one another and trying to set black organizations and black nationalists against each other. I am not the enemy of anybody under the red, the black, and the green. All of you who are fighting, even if you don't fight in our or my specific way, I am your brother and I love you. And I will not be against you unless you overtly come against me. And even if you do, I'm going to come to you like a man and ask you why. But I'm not going to let some niggas get in the middle and go back and forth. Hell no. I will sit down with any leader of the black organizations. I'm not against the Nation of Islam and Minister Louis Farrakhan, no matter how much you want to make me. No matter how much you want to make me some kind of enemy of Louis Farrakhan, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm a son of Farrakhan. I'm raised up on Howard University campus by Louis Farrakhan. Then Khalid Muhammad. And Khalid Abdul Muhammad taught me about Farrakhan. Spiritually raised me up. And I say to you, like Khalid told you, no matter what have gone down or how much water under the bridge, he thanked his spiritual father. He said that up to his death. Criticize him if you want to. And so I carry on in the tradition. I'm not going to be doing that. I get on my head, hands, and knees and make salat down to the sajda for a strong Nation of Islam, for a strong Louis Farrakhan, a strong Fruit of Islam, a strong Mustafa Farrakhan. I want a strong lost found Nation of Islam, a strong minister or chief executive officer, Silas Muhammad. I want a strong Black Power Cartel, a strong General Seti. I want a strong Allah team and Dr. Wesley Muhammad and Wakil Allah. I want a strong Chokwe Lumumba, a strong Malcolm X grassroots movement. I want to see strong ministers in the black church, strong Jeremiah Wright, strong others like Pastor Ted Sutton, strong with those that are strong in the church. I want them to be strong. I don't just want to pick apart the church as if I'm so much better. If you're better, show you can do better. Strong. I want the best. My mind. I'm crushing the nigger mind in me. Niggers want competition. Niggers like little tribal leaders on the coast of Africa arguing over little pieces of land and little statues and little guns and little pieces of whiskey and trinkets that the white man is bringing them, while the British and the French and the Belgians are off the coast with the big ships and the big guns, and niggas is running around fighting over little pieces of territory, and the white man about to wipe all of you out. You big dummy. You're not going to make me a dummy. No, sir. As I clear out this broadcast, I want to let you know the policies of the new Black Panther Party and those that are here. We are going to kill. We are in the process of cleansing and killing the nigger within us, killing the disloyal, the envious, the jealousy, the hard-heartedness, the laziness, the doubtfulness, the competition-driven people in our midst, isolating the gene, isolating that germ, driving it from our midst and crushing it, not allowing it to multiply and build on another and make a devil. We want to go opposite of making a devil and make us into gods and goddesses by destroying germ by germ, thought by thought, negative thinking and actions, and building on and marrying on the God thoughts to the God thoughts, stage after stage, till we build a new people from a new mind. Can you handle what I'm telling you? I'm even telling you some things that Khaled didn't tell you. For as much stronger as he is than me and fiery, though I got fire and I got strength, there are certain things that I'm getting across to you on an intellectual level, on a third eye level. I'm talking to your ka, your mind and your spirit, your ka. And your ba, your soul and your will, giving you an extension of the message. And in really an extension of all those that came before us, giving to you something from all of those that came before us in a universal form. I'm just your brother. I'm here to help you out. And really in helping you out, I'm helping me out. For if I help myself out and deal squarely with myself and stand myself on the square and know that I have to grow and develop and evolve, then I will certainly be a great helper to you. I thank you, dear brothers and sisters, for listening. I thank you for having the right spirit. I pray that you will spread this tape and this message throughout. I pray that you will spread it on Facebook, spread it by email, download it, CD, study this message, and tune in on next Monday night as I deal in part two of countering the counterintelligence program of the United States government and killing the nigger within us. But from this day forward, don't be a nigger. A nigger is as a nigger does. Not only in organization, don't be a nigger. Don't be a nigger in real life, in regular life. Don't be a nigger with your family. Don't be a nigger with your wife and your brothers. Don't be a nigger. Don't be negative. That's how we're going to build better blocks and better communities and a better world, man. We got to love black people more, man, than we hate each other. We got to love ourselves more than practice more love than hate and stop being embarrassed to tell each other that we love each other. Stop being embarrassed to show love for our people and compassion and stop being so goddamn disloyal and envious and jealous of each other. We're going to blow all of the prophecies and let Hoover win by blowing the prophecies, by not following the simple commandments of the black revolutionary Messiah. Love ye one another. Love ye one another. He say, even as I have loved you. So I say to you, love ye one another, even as Nat Turner have loved you. Love ye one another, even as Kwame Nkrumah have loved you. Love ye one another, even as Shaka Zulu and Stephen Biko and Queen Nzinga and Ya Asantewaa and Rosa Parks and Harriet Tubman. Garvey and Elijah and Malcolm. Love yourself, even if those that have given their life for you have loved you so much they gave their life, and you got your life. And you won't show more love to another, and you get some goddamn technology, and so a computer and the real nigga come out of you. You can stop it if you look at it and address it. Drive the niggas out from amongst us and drive the COINTELPRO out from amongst us. And you can kill the white man's niggas in us by killing their spirit and their ability to operate. You don't have to lay a hand on them. Start today, dear brothers and sisters. Love ye one another. Even if all of those who have came in the mold of the Messiah, the messianic age and the redeemers and the redemption of our people, O ye dry bones, come together. Love ye one another. I'll see you next week this time. And you tune in Wednesday night for the Sisters Only program on Wednesday night. And Saturday, tune in for more, and tune into that website as early as this weekend, newblackpanther.com. Tune in and see how this new Black Panther Party is going to be history beaters, not history repeaters. Don't you want to be history beaters and not repeaters? You need to repeat this as often as you, this tape, as often as you play them Sunday sermons. No disrespect to any of them. You need to play this into the black community. I'm going to get more specific and go in depth next week. I love you all. I am your brother. I make no more out of myself than I should. I am humbly here to operate for a dispensation, a period in time. I say God is the greatest. And in the name of the God and under the laws of Maat and the tradition of our ancestors, I leave you. Black Power, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom, praise the Lord, Pastor Ammunition, and every other greeting that applies to our people, to all of our people that want a nation of our own, that want self-determination, that want peace, that want freedom, that want justice, that wants equality. I am here to help to do my part in that cause. And that is the spirit of the new Black Panther Party representatives and members. And that is the way we are carrying ourselves on out in a dignified and righteous way. And don't mess with us because we are the new Black Panther Party and we got to have somebody to get mad at, and don't you be the one. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. I found it. There it is. The national chairman of the new Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, Doctor and Attorney Malik Zulu Shabazz. We're closing out. Make sure that you join us. Make sure that you join us for the next broadcast this Wednesday for the All Sisters Meeting. This Wednesday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you want to join and be a part of the revolution, a part of our movement, the Black Power Movement, Email us at nbpphq@yahoo.com. Hit us up on newblackpanther.org. Come on and be a part of the boldest, most revolutionary group anywhere to be found in the world. We thank you for listening and look forward to you tuning to us again for another edition of Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned, everywhere is war. A war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remaining but a fleeting illusion to be pursued, but never attained. Now everywhere is war, war. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, by human bondage have been toppled, totally destroyed.